The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears in rain.
Coming to you from the Frustrated Incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm fucking great.
Well, good. You're a terrible ass liar, but yeah. Mark's safe from Alec Baldwin holding a gun. I'd like to say we're both safe.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't you? The one thing I was taught a long time ago, all right? Treat every gun like it's loaded.
Loaded. Yep. Well, we'll talk about that. Coming up on this week's show, of course, we'll talk about Alec Baldwin, food shortages, supply chain. Fauci caught. He's caught.
What are they going to do with him?
Well, yeah, exactly. School board's lying and much more. Top 10 list this week, Vince chose Twilight Zone episodes.
Fuck yeah.
And, of course, we will answer your listener questions. Man, it has been a week. Holy crap.
Yeah, it's been a long week.
It has. 7 days of
shit.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, you ready to get into TV news this week?
I'm ready to finish this show already.
Me too. If I didn't have some weird notion to do a show every week, it probably wouldn't do one. So. I'd just hunker in the bunker and fuck off the world. So, All right, TV news this week. FX and Hulu have canceled Why the Last Man after one season based on the comic book series. Apparently it's being shopped around, but I doubt anybody will pick it up, so... That looks like that's over.
Isn't it funny how every show or book, if women take over, it's just a wasteland afterwards?
They really veered off. The story in the book is basically about the guy. It's about Yorick and how he's the last man on Earth. Because of the disease that killed off all the men that have the Y chromosome. Duh. And... they changed it completely, like, well, let's focus more on the women. And it's like, okay, that's not what the story is, but, and now you're canceled. So there you go.
Oh, nice.
Vince, we're getting a sequel, kind of, to History of the World Part 1 by Mel Brooks. We're finally getting a Part 2. Hulu has ordered a series. We'll follow up the classic Mel Brooks comedy film. History of the World Part 2 is described as a sequel to the 1981 film. Brooks will be a writer and executive producer, which I was like, all right, cool. And then I heard who else is writing, and I'm like, nope, I'm out.
Eli Roth.
Comedians Ike Barinholtz, David Stason, Wanda Sykes, and Nick Kroll. Yep, I'm out. So, good luck
with
that.
Wanda Sykes.
Yeah, Nick Kroll. People that don't like my people. So, okay.
That's very Jewish.
Because we love Mel Brooks. He's one of our favorite Jews. But you add the others, and I'm like, all right, I don't care anymore. So, thanks. But I am excited for this next story, Vince. That John Wick spinoff series, The Continental.
Mm-hmm.
We have our lead. And if I wasn't already all in on this, which I was, this would have clinched it for me. Your lead for the series, Vince, is Uncle Mel. Mel Gibson will be the lead.
I don't know how I feel about that.
It's Uncle Mel. I don't care. I'm in. I was in anyway because I love the John Wick stuff. They did cast, I can't remember his name, as a young Winston, played by Ian McShane in the movies. So it's him as a young man working at the hotel. I think Mel Gibson is going to be the guy in charge of the hotel. So, very excited for this.
So it might be good?
It might be good.
I'm not holding my breath.
It's only 3 episodes, so we'll see.
What channel is it on?
I believe, I want to say Stars. That sounds right. So you might have to Oasis it. Wink, nod. How I watch most stuff anyway.
Oasis?
Yeah, the Webby thing.
Oh. I don't use Oasis.
That magical link you sent me?
Ew.
Now he knows what I'm talking
Baby,
about.
Baby, it's been a long fucking week. Have I told you that?
Yes.
I'm telling you this. It's been a long week.
Yeah, you're telling me.
Yeah.
Let's see. Warner Brothers TV has fired back against Batwoman star Ruby Rose's accusations she made on Tuesday about her time working on the show. She said it was abusive workplace that led her to exit from the show. Saying that they're saying that the actress was fired after multiple complaints about her behavior. Studio said in a statement, despite the revisionist history that Ruby Rose is now sharing online aimed at the producers, the cast, crew, network, and the studio, the truth is that Warner Brothers TV had decided not to exercise its option to bring her back for season two based on multiple complaints about her workplace behavior that were extensively reviewed and handled privately out of respect for all concerned. An individual with knowledge of Rose's exit says that the investigators into these complaints about her went on for months before Warner Brothers chose not to pick up her option for season two. So she didn't leave the show. She was fired. So she's saying, well, they were abusive to me. They're saying, well, you were abusive to everybody else. So the show's still garbage.
You were a straight shithead.
Yeah.
And nobody wanted to work with you.
Pretty much. David Chase is in talks with HBO Max about a series, a Sopranos-related series based off the prequel of The Many Saints of Newark. HBO Max said, we're talking to David about a new series. It was originally going to be another spinoff movie, kind of following, kind of a sequel to The Many Saints, but apparently now it's going to be an actual series. So they're still in talks, and we'll see how that goes. Your new home for the Power Rangers is Netflix. Netflix will be the exclusive U.S. home for the upcoming second season of Power Rangers Dino Fury, which is apparently the 29th season of the show overall, will hit spring of next year. Netflix got the license from Entertainment One and Hasbro. So we know one listener that will be happy about that.
Yeah, and the rest of them don't give a fuck.
Yeah, pretty much. I put it in there just for him. We love you, Roboto. Guess who's back in the Star Wars universe, Vince?
Lando Calrissian.
Oh. Well, no, no, sadly. Hayden Christensen. Will be reprising his role as Anakin for the upcoming Ahsoka Disney Plus series. So now, if we can just get the greatest Star Wars character of all time put in one of these, and that is, of course, Wilroe Hood, the man with the ice cream machine. That's the greatest character of all time.
Why don't we get Dash Rendar in there?
Man, I love the EU that they don't call canon anymore, and yeah, that should have been your sequel movies. Mary Jade, yeah. That's a whole nother. We could go on for hours about that shit.
Yeah, make the Dash Rendar fucking movie.
My name is Rey Skywalker.
I'm a woman.
Darth Jar Jar should have offed you when he had the chance.
Oh, fuck.
Some sad news, Vince. Peter Scolari passed away this week. The TV and stage actor found fame along the Tom Hanks from Bosom Buddies in the 80s. He was also on Newhart and a lot of other shows. Passed away early Friday morning following a 2-year battle with cancer. He was only 66. That sucks. Not going to say it should have been Hanks, but should have been Hanks.
Did you see the trailer for Finch?
Yes. I did see that one.
Man.
Yeah, I know.
Man!
If you haven't seen it, take a look at it. I know.
Man!
Well, explain it to the people.
It's some post-apocalyptic bullshit, and he builds a robot, and his only friend's a dog, and he's like the only person left or whatever.
Right.
Besides, you know, marauding humans.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. Last thing for TV news this week. Have you heard about this Netflix walkout complaining, pissing and moaning about Dave Chappelle?
Oh, yeah. All those guys in dresses.
Yeah, this is hilarious. Well, apparently the lead one behind it is somebody called Ashley Marie Preston. And she's the activist, air quote, behind the Netflix walkout of Dave Chappelle's comedy specials. Well, apparently her past is now coming back to bite him in the ass. Screenshots of tweets made in the past have gone viral and revealed a deep-seated hatred toward Asians and gays. A documentary filmmaker and journalist shared screenshots of the tweets where this person can be seen expressing a desire to commit violence against gays and then just went on a horrible racist rant against Asians because blacks and Asians don't like each other, apparently.
So the retarded guy in the dress.
Yes.
Doesn't like gay people?
Gays. Yeah. Apparently was wishing violence on a certain gay person. But apparently she also, or he also, served as a campaign surrogate for Pocahontas Elizabeth Warren during the 2020 campaign. Because, you know, well, she's a fake Indian, I can be a fake lady. I guess that's how it worked. Come on, Comet, let's just end this shit now.
That ain't no shit, man. Apparently China's got fucking hypersonic nukes now?
Yeah, and we made the trans person a four-star general, or when? Admiral.
When are they going to stop dropping? Come on, China.
Come on. I make fun of you, Winnie Pooh, every week. Come on. I dare you.
You ain't got a hair on your ass, you little dink. Fucking do it.
Come on. Dare you. I'm ready. I'm Come ready on. To go. Come on. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Going out for soft serve, me and Brandon. All right, that was it for TV news. Let's go to movie news this week. Well, Disney kind of put a delay on everything Marvel. The revamp schedule, all Marvel movies have been pushed. No up-to-date release date, but it looks like everything's pushed back at least 6 months. They're saying it is a production-related snowball effect and affects the entire 2022 and beyond slate of movies. So, all those Marvel movies I wasn't going to watch are now get pushed back. So,
yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't really either. I know it's, look, a lot of people love them. That's cool. I liked some of it, but once you start saying the Captain Marvel's the most powerful, I'm out. So,
yeah, you know, Rogue kills her, right?
Oh, yeah, in the books. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how Rogue gets her powers, but, you know,
yeah,
hey.
It's glorious, but, you know. Whatever. Well, you made books. Yeah.
Source material.
That's how they should bring in Rogue to the X-Men and Marvel movies, is just have her kill Captain Marvel. Oh, that'd be dope. That. Well, you want to talk about a standing ovation in the theaters.
Source material.
That would get pop. All right. We knew, we had the story, I think, last year about Margot Robbie's going to play Barbie in an upcoming Warner Brothers movie. We now officially have our kin. And it's the guy I've been wanting to play Kunta Kinte for some time. It is Ryan Gosling will play Ken opposite Margot Robbie's Barbie. So, yet another movie I don't care about. But apparently there was some other movie news this week. Mr. Bang Bang, apparently. Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office has confirmed a female crew member, age 42, died from injuries resulting from a prop gun misfire at the Bonanza Creek Ranch set of the Alec Baldwin Western Rust. She died after being transported via helicopter to the University of New Mexico Hospital. Another male crew member, which we now know was the director, 48, is still in the hospital. The one killed was director of photography, the cinematographer, Halina Hutchins. Baldwin fired the gun, striking the director of cinematography, and it went through her and into the clavicle of the director who was standing behind her. It's also come out that crew members on set had walked off the set the day before due to safety concerns surrounding the chute already before the incident. Also, the armorer who tended to the weapon he used had expressed doubts about her skill and ability to load prop guns, saying, "You know, I was really nervous about it at first, and I almost didn't take the job because I wasn't sure if I was ready, but doing it, like, it went really smoothly." This was her talking to a podcast last month about her working on her first job, which was a Nicolas Cage movie called The Old Way. Production of that movie ended just a couple weeks ago. Every firearms expert, or even those of us that own guns, that Baldwin failed the number one rule of gun safety, which Vince has already said. Treat every gun as loaded. Never point it at anything that you do not intend to kill or destroy. A yet unnamed prop master who oversaw the gun used in the shooting was a non-union worker who was just brought in to replace the workers who had walked out over the safety concerns. That's according to the New York Post. The inexperienced armorer in charge of the weapon she did this on the Nicolas Cage movie, had given a gun to an 11-year-old actress without checking properly for safety. This has come out. Gutierrez Reed, which is the prop master and armorer, her alleged misstep happened on the set of the Nicolas Cage film The Old Way, and that temporarily halted filming. She was reloading the gun on the ground where there were pebbles and stuff, one source told the outlet here. We didn't see her check it. We didn't know if something got in the barrel or not. She then handed the gun to child actress Ryan Armstrong, forcing concerned crew members to intervene, the report said. The gun was then checked for barrel obstructions, according to the source. She was a bit careless with the guns, waving it around every now and again, another source had said. And if this story couldn't get any crazier, or even more conspiracy theorist, the director of photography, the cinematographer that Baldwin killed, her husband is a lawyer at Latham & Watkins, which is the Clinton-connected attorney firm that Bob Durham is now investigating and subpoenaing and indicting people from. So it's all wonky.
Guns don't kill people.
Alec Baldwin kills people. Yes. Alec Baldwin stars in Prop Gun.
Yeah.
Somebody that's so anti-gun for the. I mean, it is absolutely horrible this woman died and the director got injured. We're not diminishing that at all. The hilarious part is that this commie, which commies aren't real people anyway, is so anti-gun, and he ends up killing somebody with a gun. He killed more people than the January 6th insurrection. You know?
I don't...
Alec Baldwin's killed more people than my AR.
Why was he pointing it at them?
That's the question. I have many questions about this, of course, but one, why was there any live ammo on set?
I think the fucker was pissed everybody walked off.
I'm wondering, there's a lot of questions. There shouldn't have never been live ammo on set. Anybody will tell you that. Two, why was he pointing it? Okay, let's say he's pointing it at the camera, right?
Yeah.
Well, the cinematographer and director can be off to the side and still have their monitor and get the shot.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that should have never, ever happened.
Or at least behind some sort of bulletproof plexiglass or something. Right.
I mean, they could have been 20 feet away.
Job. Can I have that job?
Yeah.
God, I'd love to be a props master for guns.
Yeah. They could have been 20 feet away looking at a monitor. They could have been. Why wasn't it just CG'd? Yeah, I mean.
Well.
And apparently it was the movie is set 1880s Old West, and it was a Colt single action revolver is what reports are saying. Which I think didn't Colt shoot a 45? So I mean,
no.
If it was
an 1851, that was a 38.
38.
Yeah, because the Good, Bad, and the Ugly is an 1851 Navy.
Yeah.
Cartridge conversion. Yeah. Which, and those were 38s.
Those are huge bullets.
But the thing is that even if it was 1851 Navy, why didn't they use just black powder in it?
Yeah. I mean,
I know the wad can hurt you.
Well, that's what killed Brandon Lee, remember? The wad had gotten stuck in the barrel, and then it double-fired the next blank fired the second wad, hit the first one, and that's what killed Brandon Lee. But this was an actual live round, which should have never been on set. So you're going to have lawsuits out the ass on this.
I want that bitch's job.
Yeah. And Baldwin should probably be sued at least.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see, like, criminal charges, but at least liability.
I'll do that. I can do her job.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
Well, apparently her father is a famous guy that's been doing it for 40 years. As a prop master for movies for the last 40 years, and she just kind of got into the family business and apparently don't know what the fuck she's doing and got somebody killed. So.
Good job, bitch.
Yeah. So.
Sorry. Did I say that out loud?
Yeah, but you're right. So I'll allow it.
God, I'd love to have that job. Could you imagine?
Being a Hollywood armor?
Fuck.
Yeah. You get to play with all the toys.
Yeah, but even then, I mean, you would know if you're loading something, it ain't fake.
Right.
Real.
Yeah, that's, yeah. So there's a lot of questions. I imagine the investigation will be quite extensive, and we'll see what happens. So I actually probably don't even think this movie will get finished, to be honest with you.
I don't give a fuck. Fuck that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Piece of shit.
All right, let's go to comic book news this week. We have some fallout from the Superman dropping the American Way part of his creed there. DC Comics colorist Gabe Eltaub, who works on Superman, was talking with Ethan Van Sciver on his show and said, I'm tired of this shit. I'm tired of them ruining these characters. I will not be re-signing with DC once I finish out my contract. I'm done. They're ruining every character. So DC is starting to lose people, artists, because of their woke nonsense, which, good. It should.
Yeah, it's bullshit. And so the whole gay Superman thing.
Yeah, so what's DC do this week? Yeah. So DC this week fucking doubles down. Let's go back to the myth of Wonder Woman, shall we? Paradise Island, Themyscira. There's no men, right? They're right. Anti-men. They, you know, the Amazons, men are bad, right? No, apparently in the new comic, Nubia, the new queen of Themyscira, she takes over since Wonder Woman's away. They're going to be one of the new Amazons is a black trans woman.
How does that even make sense?
The writer says it's important to make clear that Themyscira is a place for all women. I'm like,
that's a dude.
There you go.
Fuck them.
Yep, DC's done. So.
Yeah, and you know what I ended up doing the other day?
What?
Picking up
Blue and Gold.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
God damn it.
I figured just finish that out and then I'm done. So that's kind of what I'm doing.
I'm done with comics altogether. I don't want to.
Well, if you are still picking up comics, especially Image, Image has informed comic book retailers they will no longer be doing second, third, and fourth printings of any title as a result of printing and distribution issues. Look for this to hit every company. This is their supply chain shortage. Uh-huh. Biden won't let the boats in. If you don't get your orders in on books, then... and you can't see it in the store, then you're probably not going to be finding it. So, yeah, that's going to hit a lot of companies. If you are looking for books, your recommendations for this week, Ninja Turtles 122, Phoenix Song Echo, issue 1 of 5, the new Dune book came out, Dungeons & Dragons Mindbreaker, issue 1, Death of Doctor Strange, issue 2 of 5, World of Darkness Crimson Thaw, issue 1, Transformers The Wreckers, Tread and Circuits, issue number 1, and Transformers King Grimlock, issue number 3. So, there you go for that. All right, let's go to some wrestling news this week. Apparently, coming in January, we're going to be getting another Retro Monday Night Raw episode. So, that's about all I can say for how Raw is now. It's meh. Gia Miller launched a GoFundMe this week for anyone who wants to help her and her boyfriend, Ace Austin from Impact Wrestling, had a apartment fire this week and they lost everything. So they put that online to try and help them with that. Apparently there was a disagreement backstage between Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair after the main event segment on Raw this week. Heated words were exchanged. Charlotte was apparently escorted from the arena by security and refused to talk to Vince McMahon. So she did not want the segment to go a certain way, and it was a train wreck and hilarious, and she's pissed, and apparently the locker room's backing Becky Lynch, and yeah. So
Ric Flair Jr. is mad.
Yep.
Woo! So
there you go. Last thing for wrestling news this week, and this is sad, and hope that he can get over this. Legendary announcer Jim Ross confirmed he has been diagnosed with skin cancer on his left leg. They're waiting for the radiologist study to determine the best treatment, but he says most likely it will be radiation. So, and from what I saw, it's the size of about a half dollar down near his ankle. So, good luck, JR. Cancer's a motherfucker no matter who gets it. So, all right, that's it for wrestling news. Vince, you got anything for video games this week?
Sure. Brawlhalla gets EAC support. You will now be able to play it on Linux here pretty soon. Probably by the end of the month. Maybe. I think you can sign up for the beta now. So, Among Us, a year late, finally hits PlayStation and Xbox consoles this December. So, yes, literally a year later when it's hot.
Right.
So now there's no excuse. You have to download it now.
That's what you keep saying.
Hey, you are the one who doesn't play this shit.
I know. I know.
Oh, my God. I didn't realize this was going to make it. I didn't realize they were going to make it. I think maybe Roboto did. Or he told me Tiny Tina's Wonderlands, right?
Yeah.
It's a spinoff of the Borderlands games.
Right.
Upcoming tabletop fantasy-inspired Tiny Tina's Wonderlands revealed some of the classes coming to the game. With the Stabomancer, the Berserker, Tiny Tina's spin on classic fantasy archetypes, these outlandish takes on traditional classes should come as no surprise. When's it coming out? March 22nd, 2022.
Now, you like border game stuff.
Yeah, I like the Borderlands games, but it's more like a D&D type RPG, though.
Oh, okay.
It's a whole new standalone game, so I really can't. It should be cool.
Yeah.
I'll probably end up buying it. CD Projekt pushes back new gen Cyberpunk 2077 and The Witcher 3. Isn't that funny?
Wow.
Until, like, next year?
Well, that Cyberpunk launch kind of backfired, didn't it?
I tell you what, CD Projekt, they fucked up, man.
Yep.
They were right. They were doing really well, and they fucked up. God of War coming to PC in January.
Yep.
With 4K resolution.
Now, is this the new one?
Yes. It's the newer one, I believe.
The Viking one.
Yes. With the black Viking.
Yeah. Well, definitely a fantasy game.
Age of Empires 4, The Forgotten City, and more complete October's Xbox Game Pass offering. Ooh, I wonder what for PS4. What's coming to Xbox Game Pass? Into the Pit, Outriders, Dragon Ball FighterZ, Echo Generation, Everspace 2, Age of Empires 4, Alan Wake's American Nightmare, Backbone, Bassmaster Fishing 2022, Bassmaster.
Hell, now you're talking a game I can play.
Yeah, there you go.
Bassmaster, god damn it.
Fucking, wow.
Finally, something for me. Good lord.
What is October 2021 game? Hold on, let's see. Oh, wait a minute. I got the new November ones, apparently.
Ooh.
Of course, this is England, though.
Well, they're like our weird parent, I guess, kind of. Parent that doesn't understand freedom. I said that out loud, didn't I?
Yeah. Oh, Mortal Kombat X, PGA Tour 2K21.
Ooh, another one I could play. Sweet.
Yeah, that's PS4. So maybe October hasn't come out, or November hasn't come out yet. That's all right. Fucking golf.
Me and the boy used to get wasted and play Tiger Woods, so I like the golf games.
Well,
just so I could hit bunker to bunker.
Sure.
That was all I would do. It's a par four. I'm on my 30th shot.
Right? And
sixth beer. good old Molson days.
That's all I got. Oh, God, right. Man, Molson in a long time. Can you get? I used to buy Molson all the time.
Yeah, that's. He would grab Budweiser, and I'd grab a case of Molson. Yeah. Well,
what happened to Molson?
They're still around.
I used to get that shit all the time.
Oh yeah, Molson was good stuff.
Molson Ice.
Yeah, that was okay. I was more of a Red Label guy myself, but
sure. Now I'm thirsty. Where's my puppers at?
Our maybe Canadian listeners will try to get you some puppers.
Yeah. Canada, what the fuck?
Oh, don't worry. We have a Canada what the fuck story coming up second half of the show.
Yay.
They have some more problems. All right, but let's go to music news this week. Vince, we officially have the most expensive band t-shirt of all time has sold. Do you have any guess as to what band?
Probably a band from the 70s.
Yes.
It's probably a t-shirt from a band there, and I don't know. Led Zeppelin.
No, Led Zeppelin was the previous record holder. In 2011, a vintage Led Zeppelin shirt sold for $10,000 on eBay.
Jesus Christ.
This shirt, designed by Alan Gut Turk, a Hells Angel and graphic artist, figure from California's counterculture movement in the 60s and 70s, was a Grateful Dead t-shirt, one of the band's original merchandise pieces. This shirt sold for $17,640.
Oh, was that all?
Yeah, you know. The winning bidder was Bo Bushnell, who operates Outlaw Archive, dedicated to the 1960s motorcycle culture. He purchased the shirt to keep the memory of the artist alive and to keep his history together under one roof. Apparently, he's the collector of this guy's stuff, and that's why he bought the shirt. So, almost $18,000 for a fucking t-shirt.
You can keep it.
Yeah. Last thing for music news this week, and I have this story just because I want to try to say these names. Because we both know how good I do with names. Ilyana Yaya Mayweather, daughter of boxing champ Floyd Mayweather, could spend serious time behind bars. She was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Apparently, she stabbed LaShahi Jacobs, who is a baby mama of some rapper named NBA Youngboy.
What the fuck did you just say to me? I didn't understand a goddamn word you just said.
I'm pretty sure I just conjured a demon. I'm pretty sure that's what all that is. Apparently, Mayweather's daughter is now facing up to 20 years for the felony charge. So, some rapper baby mama got stabbed, and wow.
She kill her?
No. Apparently really messed up her arm and didn't hurt the baby or something. I don't know. But
you
yeah.
mean she was she's pregnant with a baby?
She either was pregnant or had a baby or something. I don't know. I just wanted to say the names, be honest with you.
Jesus Christ.
Man. And conjure the demon of Yaya. So.
That demographic.
I'm dying. Shit,
sorry. It's... Oh, it's so true.
It really is. All right. Speaking of true, let's go to true false. And congratulations to Roboto for getting last week's fake story. The fake story was number three, Kobe shoes going to the Smithsonian. Congratulations, Roboto. You win nothing. So,
good job, buddy.
Good job. All right. The time for this week's Number one story, you tell me which of these is the fake story. I'll put the thread, Facebook, you know the things. Story number one. There are new sheriffs in town in Singapore, and they are unnerving many who live there. They're called Xavier. They are robots equipped with 7 cameras that enable them to detect undesirable social behavior. For instance, if you incorrectly park your bike, if you smoke in an unauthorized area, or if you are not social distancing, they basically report you to the other cops.
Big brother.
Is that true or false? Story number two. A 15-year-old boy had to be rushed to the hospital in the United Kingdom to have a USB cable removed from his urethra.
Oh, fuck.
The teenager from London inserted the cable into his penis for, quote, sexual experimentation before it became stuck in his urethra. Story number three. Our favorite weather potato, Greta Thunberg, came out in praise of North Korea for not using nuclear power and lowering their use of carbon-based fuels during a climate activist meeting in Belgium this week. So which is the fake story? Singapore cop robots, 15-year-old boy tries to plug in his dick, or weather potato likes North Korea? Like I said, I'll put the thread up, or you can find me on any of the social medias, and let me know which do you think is the fake story, number one, number two, or number three. And with that, it's time for Song of the Week. Plug our friends, take a little break here. Hope to God the equipment holds up.
Ain't no shit.
Yeah, it's been that kind of a day. So, and when we come back, it'll be time for Vince's Top 10 Twilight Zone episodes.
To tell about this guy, you all know me and he's scared as hell. He comes to me at night after I call him to bed. He's burnt up like a weenie and his name is Fred. He wears the same hat and sweater every single day. And even if it's hot outside, he wears it anyway. He's gone when I'm awake, but he shows up when I'm asleep. I can't believe that there's a nightmare on my street. I remember it right, and we had just gotten back off tour last night. So the gang and I thought that it would be groovy if we summon up the posse and dumb rush the movie. I got Angie, Jeff got Tina, Reddy Rock got some girl I've never seen in my life. That was alright though, cause the lady was chill. Then we dipped to the theater set to film. We saw Elm Street and man it was death. And everything seemed alright when we left. But when I got home and laid down to sleep, began the nightmare, but on my street. It was burning in my room like an oven. My bed soaked with sweat, and man, I was bugging. I checked the clock, it had stopped at 12:30. It had melted, it was so darn hot, and I was thirsty. I went downstairs to grab some juice or a coke. Flipped the TV off, and then I almost choked when I heard this awful voice coming from behind. It said,
"You are gonna live another night, you must die."
Man, I ain't even wait to see who it was. Broke outside in my drawers and screamed so long, cuz got halfway up the block, I calmed down and stopped screaming. Then thought, oh, I get it, I must be dreaming. I strolled back home with a grin on my grill. I figured since this is a dream, I might as well get ill. I walked in the house, the big bad Fresh Prince, but Freddy killed all that noise real quick. He grabbed me by my neck and said,
"Here's what we'll do. We got a lot of work here, me and you. The souls of your friends, you and I will claim. You've got the body and I got the brain."
I said, "Yo, Fred, I think you got me all wrong. I ain't partners with nobody with nails that long. Look, I'll be honest, man, this team won't work. The girls won't be on you, Fred, your face is all burnt." I pat him on the shoulder, said, "Thanks for stopping by." Then I opened up the door and said, "Take care, guy." He got mad, drew back his arm and slashed my shirt. I laughed at first and thought, hold up, that hurt. It wasn't a dream, man, this guy was for real. I said, "Freddy,
out. It's been an awful mistake here. No further words, and then I darted upstairs. Crashed through my door, then jumped on my bed. Pulled the covers up over my head. Said, oh, please do something with Fred. He jumped on my bed, but threw the covers with his claws. Tried to get me, but my alarm went off, and then silence. It was a whole new day, I thought. I wasn't scared of him anyway, until I noticed those rips in my sheets, and that was proof that there had been a nightmare on my street. Come on, Jeff, answer me! Come on, man.
Hello?
Jeff, it's Prince, man. Jeff, wake up. Jeff, wake up.
What do you want?
Jeff, wake up, man. Listen to me, Jeff.
It's 3 o'clock
Jeff,
in the morning.
Listen, Jeff,
you
would
want?
You listen to me? Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Man.
Jeff, listen to me. No, don't
no.
go to sleep,
I'll
Jeff.
Tomorrow.
Jeff,
I'm
Jeff.
Going to bed.
Jeff, Jeff, Jeff.
Hi, this is Oopsie Panda, and I'm here to talk about the smartest man I know, Handsome Dan Lopez. He used to have a podcast all about professional wrestling, but he is literally so smart, after nearly 100 episodes, he ran out of things to say about it. But, being the
consummate
entertainer that he is, the podcast Handsome Dan's Final Say lives on. Through segments like Keeping It Classic, in which Dan reviews movies from the HBO and home video generation, My Musical Journey, which takes you on a trip through Dan's personal cassette to the albums that shape his musical taste, and The Masturbators, where Dan and longtime friend Jay Chewbacca will debate just about anything under the sun. Handsome Dan's Final Say has plenty to keep you listening for years to come. DansFinalSay.podbean.com or search Handsome Dan's Final Say on Spotify. Is that okay?
Tired of the PC police telling you what you can and cannot say? Want a show that travels back to the 80s and 90s, where the badass hosts have beaten down cancel culture on three separate occasions and carried on to gloat about it? Since 2013, The Midnight Jury is that show. Travel back to the malls and arcades, pop in your VHS, and join us where the 80s and 90s return from the dead. Conan, tell them where to find us.
WLWstudios.com, home of the Midnight Jury podcast, hosted by Midnight Mike and Calvin Brody.
Also available on all major podcast platforms via the Shining Wizards Network, and join in the conversation on Twitter at Midnight Jury.
Because of the obvious threat to untold numbers of citizens, and because of the crisis which is even now developing, this radio station will remain on the air day and night. This station and hundreds of other radio and TV stations throughout this part of the country are pooling their resources through an emergency network hookup to keep you informed of all developments.
Horns up, everyone. When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure every Friday to check out Radioactive Metal. Radioactive Metal is one of the longest-running podcasts on the interweb, and every week we bring you a fist full of metal, including interviews with all your favorite artists, discuss all the metal news, and feature the best tunes on the air today. So grab a Lemmy, join your cool Uncle Snowy, and co-host Aaron in the pit. What's up, wrestling fans? You want something awesome? Check out Wrestling Night in Canada here on the Shining Wizards Network. We're three Canadian metalheads uniting for the love of pro wrestling. Every episode, we go over all the latest news and special events with the odd unique interview as well. So grab a cold one and check out Wrestling Night in Canada, eh?
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the Impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese Man of War Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
Are you tired of being uninformed? Together, we can change all of that. Experience a podcast like you've never heard before. You'll gain knowledge, have some laughs, because we believe this is the last AEW podcast you'll ever need. Join us every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. on rantemradio.com and Facebook Live. We can also be found on all major podcast forums as part of the Shining Wizards Network. So stop listening to inferior AEW podcasts and bring a new podcast into your life by joining us.
Join the Mark Order Podcast.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Mark Order Pod and on Facebook.com/Mark Order Pod. Don't forget to tag us on social media and use hashtag Join the Mark Order, because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
Everyone knows a lot of things can change in the span of 10 years, but when it comes to professional wrestling podcasting, one thing is still guaranteed. The Shining Wizards is the only place to get all the latest wrestling news, interviews with the greatest guests, and of course, tons of laughs in discussing the world of wrestling. The show is still available on Monday nights at 7 p.m. East on rantemradio.com and Rant Entertainment Media on the TuneIn app, and it's still available on all podcasting platforms. To check us out, head over to ShiningWizards.com, where it's still wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back.
Woot woot.
Time for our top 10 list this week. Vince's pick, Twilight Zone episodes. It is still spooky season, so Twilight Zone was the original spooky show, pretty much. That and Hitchcock Presents. So.
Yeah, but Vince? Twilight Zone was way better.
That's true. And this guy was doing, Rod Serling was doing Twist before M. Night Shyamalama Ding Ding, so.
I just want to preface this. The first 9 or 8 are in no particular order.
Yeah, that's how mine is, and my number one is my number one.
Yeah, my number one, yeah, that's the number one.
Which is probably, I'm going to say we might have the same.
It might be.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It might be the same, so. All right, yeah. You're number 10.
The monsters are due on Maple Street.
Ah, higher on my list. But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that episode.
That's a very good episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. People are paranoid, and it goes as you think a Twilight Zone episode would go.
Yep.
So, my number 10 is an episode called The Masks.
Oh, I didn't have that on here. I love that episode.
Where the guy's dying, and he brings all of his heirs to Mardi Gras party, and they all have to wear masks that he made for them, and it shows their greed and stuff like that. Yeah, that's a messed up episode.
Yeah, that's a good one. I love that one.
Yeah. All right, number 9.
Walking Distance.
Oh, I didn't have that one.
Some of them are feel good.
Yeah.
Every now and then.
Is that where he goes over the ridge? Like he's trying to get medicine for the boy.
No,
nope,
nope, that's on my list too.
Okay.
And you know which one I didn't have? The Art Carney Christmas episode.
Oh, no,
I don't have that one either. That's a good one too.
Yeah, I don't have that one either.
Fuck. 10 isn't enough.
It was on for 4 years, 4 seasons,
four or five,
yeah. And they did a lot of episodes per season. Yeah. So. All right, my number 9 here. Will the real Martian please stand up?
Oh, higher on the list.
That is a great episode, and Neil Gaiman did take a little bit from it for his Sandman episode, or Sandman issue, that has to do with the diner.
Yeah.
So he did take a little bit from it, so yeah. where the Martians crash and they're in the diner and the cops have to figure out who the real Martian is. Yeah. All right, number eight.
The Invaders. This is she's completely silent. She doesn't talk. It's Agnes Moorehead, mm-hmm. and she's getting shot with lasers from these little creatures or whatever in suits. And it turns out it's a United States aircraft that's on her roof, and she kills them. Apparently, she's a giant from another planet. So,
oh,
yeah, good. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
My number eight, The Little People. Do you remember this episode? It's where two astronauts land on a distant planet, and it's a whole planet of midgets. And one of them
I don't know that one.
One of them decides to rule the midgets as their god because, you know, he's a giant compared to them. Yeah.
That was a Twilight Zone episode?
Yep. 62. And yes, it did run for 5 seasons. So.
Okay.
So, yeah. Yep. All right, you're number
7. A Stop at Willoughby. Where he actually jumped off the train in 1960 or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, time jumped.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's a very good episode.
Yeah, I like that one.
My number 7, A Game of Pool. Do you remember this episode?
Yeah.
This is Jack Klugman and Jonathan Winters.
Oh, yeah.
Where the pool champ has beat everyone except for the legendary Fats Brown, but Brown's dead, and then all of a sudden Fats walks in. Yeah. That's a great episode. Jonathan Winters is criminally underrated. So, all right, number 6.
100 yards over the rim. That's the
that's the cowboy going over the ridge.
Okay. Right, to get medicine, yeah.
Yep. And he goes, it's a time travel. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great episode. My number 6, it's not a Twilight Zone countdown without this episode. Nightmare at 20,000 feet.
Higher on the list.
It's Shatner. There's something on the wing.
There's a man on the wing of the plane.
It's not Sulu. Yeah. If it was Sulu, he'd just kick him off. So. Sure. But yeah, so. All right, number 5.
My number 5 is Will the Real Martian Please Stand Up?
Yep. That's such a good episode.
We have a fleet coming from Venus. Oh, you do? Oh, we destroyed that fleet. We've already taken over.
Yeah.
Fucker.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
My next one here, which is number 5 for me, Living Doll.
Ugh. That was creepy as fuck.
That is creepy. Telly Savalas is the dad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We're the talking doll who does, I'll hate you, I'll kill you. Yeah. Annabelle type shit. Yeah. Fuck that.
Yeah, that's no good, man.
No, that's a mess.
No bueno.
No. All right, number 4.
5 characters in search of an exit.
Mm.
There was a clown, a ballerina, a soldier, I think. And they were all in this circular room.
Yep.
And it turns out they're dolls in a recycle bin or whatever. Children's, yeah.
That's messed up.
It is messed up.
Serling was twisted as hell.
Yeah, he was. I'll just say.
My number 4, we already talked about it. Monsters Are Due on Maple Street. Such a good episode.
Oh, yeah.
Twilight Zone. So, all right. Number 3.
Eye of the Beholder.
Oh, that is higher on my list.
I love that. I love that episode.
Mm-hmm.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
That's the pig. It's called the pig episode. Where the woman's getting the plastic surgery and
it fails, yeah.
And she looks to us normal, but to them she's hideous. Yeah.
Ariana Grande a couple of years ago dressed up as one of them.
Yes.
And I was like, wow, you're intelligent enough to remember that episode?
No, her handlers did it. I'm pretty sure her handlers did it. So, all right, what do we got to? Me for 3?
That's correct.
It's a Good Life. This is where the boy holds the family They're on a farm. The boy has mental powers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it holds his family. Everything he wishes comes true or goes away, or in the family has to do exactly what the boy says. Yeah.
They made that an episode or a short story in the movie.
Yes. Yeah, that's one they brought.
Yeah, that one's fucked up.
Yeah. All right, number two.
Nightmare at 20,000 feet.
Yeah. Two is where I got Eye of the Beholder, which means number one is the same.
Is it?
Yep. Go ahead.
Time enough at last.
Yes, Burgess Meredith.
That's awesome.
The book lover that finds himself alone at the end of the world and has all his books, and then at the very end...
Broke his glasses.
He breaks his glasses and he can't read the books.
My son was 8 when he went through an existential crisis and realized. He goes, well, he could just go find another pair of glasses. Like, no, everything's destroyed.
Yeah,
we can just go to the. He can go to where the glasses place was. No, he can't see anything.
It's like a nuclear war. Everything's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He can't have his glasses. He can't see anything now. Yeah, that fucked him up.
Yeah, that fucked me up. I watch it now, and it's like, oh, no.
I need another set of glasses.
Yeah. It's like, oh.
Yeah.
That is my favorite episode.
Uh-huh.
So. All right. We do have one listener picks this week. Handsome Dan came in with Perchance to Dream. The Hitchhiker. Will the Real Martian Please Stand Up? It's a Good Life. The Midnight Sun, The Dummy, Nightmare at 20,000 Feet, The Monsters Are Due on Maple Street, Stopover in a Quiet Town, that's another really good
one. Yeah, that's a good one, too.
And The Shelter. So, thank you, Dan, for your picks. Those are all... I don't think there is a bad Twilight Zone episode. It's one of the very few series that really didn't put out a shitty one, so... All right. Let's go to listener questions this week. Roboto has a few top 10 suggestions here. Top 10 cartoons of your childhood, live action kids shows from your childhood. I will add them to the list of rotating things. His next question here, what are your favorite Halloween themed songs? He says Monster Mash, Time Warp from Rocky Horror, and Thriller. Screaming Jay Hawkins, I Put a Spell on You.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was creepy as shit.
Yeah.
Anything by Susie and the Banshees?
The Misfits.
The Misfits. Yeah. I mean, John Carpenter. If you want to go, let's go literally Halloween theme song. Yeah. Stuff like that. Vince, this next one, I'm going to have to go with your knowledge on this. Halloween-esque segments in video games. He says Pumpkin Zone, Mario Land 2, Ravenholm and Half-Life 2, Jacob's Cove DLC for Borderlands.
Oh, man.
There was a game I used to play, so you know this is way in the past, called Medieval.
Oh, yeah, I love that game.
That was pretty much... Halloween based, because the guy was the skeleton knight, so I'm gonna go with that.
Any of the Evil Dead games?
Yeah, the Friday the 13th game I saw was halfway decent.
Yeah.
So, okay. Roboto's next question here: your favorite Halloween candy now, and when you were a kid?
Oh fuck, just candy bars, really. I mean. But there's not a Halloween candy that I don't agree with.
Yeah. Vince isn't really picky when it comes to that stuff.
I'm not. You know what I want, though? Wax lips.
I haven't seen those in forever.
I know you haven't.
And we got, like, a candy store at the mall way away from me here. But I don't even think I've seen them there.
I'd love to. I mean, I could buy some.
Right.
I found them online, but, man, they're kind of pricey.
Yeah. Least favorite now and then.
Oh, man.
I not picky when it really comes to the candy. If If I'm in a candy mood, I have to be in the mood to eat candy.
But... That's where I'm at. I have to be in the mood.
Yeah,
but nothing's off limits. I mean, it's not.
Yeah. He says here, candy corn, yes or no?
Yes.
Circus peanuts, yes or no?
Yes.
So, all right.
But I have to be in the mood for them. I can't just, you know.
Can't just grab a handful. Yeah, it has to be a mood thing.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
His next question here, were your Halloween costumes homemade or from the store? And then what were your best and worst choices? Most of mine were homemade just because I'm poor white trash. So, except like when you're real young and you get that hot as hell hard plastic He-Man mask and the basically apron He-Man thing that was made out of a like 8-pound tarp that you sweated to death as a child in. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Best and worst for me, probably a zombie for both. One was really good, one was really bad, so I'm going to go with that. What about you?
Oh, man. I used to buy the foam mask that you glue on.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I had money. But as a kid, you know, if you were poor and just, you could make your own.
Yeah.
I was a punk for Halloween one time.
Oh, I would pay money to see that picture.
Oh, it was a very long time ago.
You were only half hairy. That's how long
I was. I was still very red, though.
Yes, you were. All right.
That doesn't go away.
No. Last question of the week. Here comes from Handsome Dan. I can go the rest of my life without hearing the Monster Mash. What other holiday themed songs are you absolutely sick of?
I don't mind the Halloween ones. It's sometimes it's the damn Christmas ones.
Mariah Carey's Christmas song.
Yeah, some of those songs I could just fucking.
Yeah.
I'm tired of hearing them.
Nails on a chalkboard. Alec Baldwin with a gun type.
Yeah. And like that's sometimes it's not too bad.
But I think for us, when we worked at the W, it was on repeat and repeat and repeat. And it just, so we were constantly bombarded with the stuff and you're like, I'm done. Just put on some Slayer, please.
You know what? I never hear Dominic the Donkey.
Yeah.
I never hear that. I heard that at the W all the time.
Yeah.
I never hear it now.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the holiday theme song is the Mariah Carey. Yeah, that one should be banned forever.
Taylor Swift's cover of Last Christmas.
Oh.
Please don't.
And you saying something anti-Taylor Swift, that's saying something.
I mean, just because I...
I mean, you'd pee in her butt. I mean,
I would.
That's
sad. They're baloney at her.
You're as white as mayo. Here's some bologna.
That's all got I got. It. That's all I
that's
got.
It. That's it. And thank God that was the end of listener questions. So thank you guys for your questions. All right, let's go to Did You See the Stories this week, where the world goes to hell in a handbasket.
Yay, I love this segment of the show.
Passengers on a Philadelphia area train not intervening while witnessing a woman's rape on Wednesday speaks to where we are in a society, the police superintendent said on Friday. The assault occurred on a SEPTA train in Upper Darby Township, a Philadelphia suburb. Surveillance video shows several other people on the train during the incident. There were a lot of people. They should have intervened. Somebody should have done something, the police chief said. It speaks to where we are in society. Who would allow something like that to take place? It's so troubling. The assault allegedly went on for 8 minutes. Many people were standing there recording it on their phones. The victim, who is on the mend in the hospital, unbelievably strong woman who was able to provide police with a lot of information. The attacker, they did arrest him. Viston M. Ngoy.
Goy?
Black guy, surprisingly. Was arrested.
No!
Was arrested and charged with rape, indecent assault, and sexual assault. Just stood there and didn't do anything.
No, of course not. Why would they?
Just videoed it.
Who were the people on the train?
That's my question. That's my question as well. So,
you know, what color were the people on the train?
I would have ended it with the I would have been Alec Baldwin told me how to handle this gun in his master class type situation.
Yeah, I get it, but then you get arrested.
Cool.
No, fuck him. Yeah. I'm not going to jail because I tried to save somebody and then have BLM jump all over me.
And that's probably why some of them didn't do it.
That's exactly why nobody did it. Why would I ruin my fucking life because this fucking guy's doing it?
Right.
It's sad.
Yeah.
But this is what you motherfuckers wanted, wasn't it? Yeah. Female empowerment. How come she didn't fucking take care of herself? How about that? No. I don't want to sound like an asshole. And it's probably going to come out like that, but I don't give a fuck anymore. What are you supposed to do? Ruin your life to play the hero?
It's one of those you're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
That's right.
Yeah. No win situation.
I can't believe this happened. Really? Shut up.
Part of the people would see you as a hero for stopping it, and other people would see you as a racist for, you know, going after the black guy that was doing it.
Yeah, and then come and get you.
Yeah.
And then, you know, dox your fucking family.
Right.
You're a racist.
And then you have to start shooting fuckers.
Yeah.
Hey, boy, Biden. Biden, the resident in chief, has ordered the remaining files on the Kennedy assassination to remain hidden until at least next December, citing the coronavirus pandemic. Because remember, Trump let most of the records out, but some. And the rest of them were supposed to come out, I think, end of this month, early next month. And Biden's like, nope, can't do that. Ice cream machine told me we can't do it because of Corona. Or whatever, whoever guides him. But yeah, so we all know it was a CIA. It's like the man in the movie said, he, you know, buried the body outside of Terra Lingua, still has the damn shovel. So, speaking on Mornings with Maria on Fox Business, John Cadmus's, he's the president of Gristetti's and Dignastio Foods.
What the fuck did you say to me?
Basically, here's the guy that is a billionaire food guy that owns companies, says the prices are going to be soaring, quote, tremendously. Supermarket owner was discussing inflation and supply chain issues when he warned the people should expect to see higher prices, particularly from large companies like Nabisco, Pepsi, and Coke. I see food prices going up tremendously, he said. CEOs want to be ahead of the curve, and they're going to be dropping all promotions. They are dropping low-moving items, and he says he does not see this trend changing anytime soon. So a show that's been telling you for literally years now to stock up on food, this is another we told you so.
The rich man ain't going to lose no money, motherfuckers.
That's right. It's time for This Week, and what the hell did he just say? This Week, Joe Biden. I commuted every single day for 36 years as vice president.
Oh, God love him.
Boy, somebody should.
Oh.
I'm just going to leave that statement as it is.
People voted for that fucker. People hated Trump so much.
You let in a dementia-ridden kid sniffer who hates black people and has said so in the past, by the way, all on video. Good job.
It's actually pretty fucking funny.
Yeah. 36 years as vice president. Yikes. Speaking of mashed potato brains, on Thursday, he said the police officers and first responders who refused the shot should stay home and be fired. He was doing a town hall moderated by Anderson Vanderbilt, because Cooper's not his real last name, by the way, kids. He's a Vanderbilt. He noted as many as 1 in 3 emergency responders in some major cities are refusing to get the shot. I'm wondering where you stand on that, Vanderbilt said. Should police officers and first responders be mandated to get the vaccines? And if not, should they be mandated to stay home or let go? Yes and yes, Biden replied. He then went on to say, those who oppose vaccine mandates are attempting to make vaccines a political issue. He also then scoffed at those who oppose the mandates on the basis of freedom. I have the freedom to kill you with my COVID, Biden said, mocking what he sees as an attitude from opponents. No, I mean, come on, freedom?
Come on, man.
Can you imagine if Trump had said, I have the freedom to kill you with my fill in the fucking blank? It would literally be the only news story on all the channels that call themselves news. Biden says it, and it's like, well, he's right. Yeah.
Yes, I'm going to kill you with my COVID. And guess what? I don't care.
Well, you know, if you're not wearing your life jacket, I might drown.
You know, they've already come out and said this shit don't work.
I know. All right, next story here. Zabuhala Muhammad. I said that name correctly. I'm kind of proud of myself. 19. Charged with felony rape of a woman in Montana. Why was this guy in Montana, you ask? Well, he's one of the people that Biden let in from Afghanistan that wasn't vetted. Yeah, he raped a white woman. And, yeah. The governor of Montana is now basically told the administration, do not send any more here. To which we'll see if that happens. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Racism is now officially a public health crisis in New York City. Monday, the city's Board of Health passed a resolution recognizing the impact of racism on people's health during the pandemic. We must confront racism as a public health crisis. The taking of your rights during all the virus nonsense, during all this nonsense was done as a matter of public health, remember? Well, it's for your own good. It's for the well-being of the public. My question is, well, what's that going to mean now about racism? And if they're going to admit that most attacks against Asians are done by blacks? Or does that not count? Because, you know, crime statistics are a real thing. Get out of New York City.
I don't care.
The National School Board Association has now apologized for a letter that served as a basis for the Attorney General Merrick Garland's directive to the FBI to target parents as domestic terrorists, including the Loudoun scandal, outrageously labeling the dad of the rape victim as the poster boy for domestic terrorism. They've now come out and said, we apologize for that letter. Yeah, well, you have home addresses. All of you do.
Daughter literally got raped.
Yeah, and then they sent the boy that did it to another school, and he did it again. And then covered it up, because that's coming up here in a second. Three teachers in Loudoun County in Virginia are going to court simply because they don't want to use trans and non-binary students' pronouns. So the ACLU is siding with the students. According to one lawyer, this is the first time, at least to his knowledge, the ACLU is explicitly arguing in court that the First Amendment is being interpreted too broadly, advocating for a more restrictive view to freedom of speech. Speaking of Loudoun County School Board, a follow-up to that story we were just talking about his daughter being raped. First, the school board and the superintendent said, remember, that we had no idea that this incident ever happened. Yeah, about that. Newly disclosed email sent by the superintendent alerting school board members of a sexual assault on school grounds contradicts what he said publicly about there being no such record of an incident. Superintendent Scott Ziegler, who now claims his public statement was made after misinterpreting a question, very political answer, said the purpose of this email is to provide you with information regarding an incident that occurred at Stonebridge High School. This afternoon, a female student alleged that a male student sexually assaulted her in a restroom. The LCSO is investigating the matter. But a month later, when he was addressing a school board meeting with that dad, he said that we don't have any record of assaults occurring in our restrooms. He lied. He's caught lying. That's a running theme with these people. They all have home addresses.
Every single one of them.
Mm-hmm. And like I've said before, if that was my child, I wouldn't mind that.
I'm surprised that shit hasn't happened yet.
It's going to. That's what it's going to happen. And yeah.
Don't be surprised.
Yeah, this should not come as a shock to anybody when it does. Oh, let's see, this next story kind of hits close to home for me and probably some of our listeners. Parent John Greer, excuse me, I think I'm having a stroke again.
Wonderful. I'm not doing this shit by myself.
I know it, coward. You can get Juan back. Parent John Greer was almost physically assaulted by a school board member who took to violence after being called an idiot. Greer provided his account in a statement to Channel 13 News of Indianapolis. During the school board meeting, I provided a demonstration with an oxygen meter proving that per OSHA standards, our kids are breathing unsafe levels of oxygen due to the mask mandate in our school. Mr. Troxell, who's a school board member, asked a follow-up question. I attempted to answer, but he was unwilling to listen, at which point I said, "You're not even trying to understand." He said, "I don't want to listen because you don't make sense." I replied with, "You're an idiot." At which point, he attempted to physically assault me, but was restrained by three board members and the school resource officer. I was seated this whole time and showed no aggression. At which point, the officers escorted me out, but allowed the aggressor to stay. He called me an asshole and a bastard. He then threw a temper tantrum and his papers. He attempted to quit those board. But the board members asked him to sit down and stated, "No, we need you." The meeting continued after I was escorted out, and he continued to be combative and dismissive to other parents who spoke. His eyes were even closed at one point. In a video provided to 13 News, Greer can be heard calling Troxell an idiot. At that point, Troxell gets up from his chair behind a row of tables and goes towards Greer. "What? What did you say? Did you call me an idiot?" Troxell yelled towards Greer, who remained seated the whole time. School resource officer restrained Troxell. "I'm tired of that stupid bastard," Troxell says in the video. The officer points towards the door, and Greer can be seen getting up and apparently leaving the room. So now you have school board members going after a parent who's just sitting there going, "Look, OSHA says this ain't safe for the kids, and you don't want to pay attention to this." And
he sounds like a fragile little bitch, is what he sounds like.
I don't know. This was the Shenandoah school board system. So
take your kids out of the fucking school.
Wouldn't think that would happen there, but man.
Well, if you really want to fucking run your mouth, pull them out.
Yeah.
Pull them out. If you're that goddamn upset about it, pull them out. They're not coming here anymore.
I'm waiting, and I know this will never happen, but a class action lawsuit against every school district in the country. If I don't have a child in that school, my property taxes should not go to pay for it. It's literally taxation without representation. I don't have a child in the school. Why do I have to pay? I'm waiting for that, but it'll never happen. Like
I remember here when the lottery first started here,
mm-hmm.
they said, you know, X amount of dollars would be going to
the schools.
Right. For free. No, you wouldn't pay for books anymore.
Right. Yeah.
I remember that. Lie. And that's what sold it for everybody too.
Yep.
Oh, we're not going to pay for schools, or we won't pay for books anymore.
Lie detector awesome. Test determined that was a lie.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, next story here. Colorado State University says it is not arresting students who are unvaccinated, but those that come on the university property without disclosing their vaccine status will be charged with trespassing. Wow. That's a thing.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. Despite him being 84 years old with an impaired immune system as a result of fighting blood cancer, former Surgeon General Jerome Adams blamed the death of Colin Powell on unvaccinated Americans. It was announced that Powell had died from COVID-19 despite being double vaccinated, having both of his shots. Instead of asking whether the fact Powell had been double jabbed raised questions about the efficiency of the vaccine, Adams simply went straight to blaming the unvaccinated. In terms of his passing and how he would want it understood, what do you say about the idea that Powell passing while being vaccinated is proof that they do not work? This was asked on the Clinton News Network. It's absolutely untrue, he said. We've got people out there who are in the vaccine-resistant crowd, vaccine-resistant crowd. We've got people who have completely different agendas that have nothing to do with vaccines, and as you mentioned, want to divide us. We've got a lot of people out there who are just thrown to react to misinformation, and they need the correct facts. He had multiple comorbidities. He was in the advanced age range, which means he was even higher for it. Had both the shots, which are not vaccines, because a vaccine protects you. Caught it and died. But yet, because I didn't get my shot, it killed him.
Good. Fuck him.
Well, war criminals get what war criminals get.
I don't. Yeah, I don't like follow the science. Well, clearly the vaccinated are the ones killing everybody. So
yeah, the vaccine. Yeah, the ones that get a shot are the ones catching it.
Yeah, they don't. They're not. Nobody's. It's not protecting anybody. So fuck off.
Look at the stats coming out of Florida. There's your science. Cases are almost nothing. Look at the science out of Japan.
Oh, the infographic I showed you about, they switched to fucking ivermectin and it dropped off.
Yeah, now there's almost no cases in Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah, magically.
Whatever.
But then we got Anthony Frotti declared in an interview that only the vaccinated Americans can enjoy the holiday season. He is talking on Fox News. For groups that are vaccinated, we can enjoy the holiday season. When you're in the family unit among people who are vaccinated, I think you should just enjoy the holidays as best you can in the family spirit. For those that are who are not vaccinated, first I would encourage them strongly to get the shot. Then he said the unvaccinated individuals in a public indoor setting should wear a mask. So yeah, if you want to have the holidays with your family and you have to take the shot, you need to wear a mask. Not only will it be good for your own health and the health of your family, it'll make it. And getting the shot will make it much easier for you to enjoy the kinds of things in society that you would like to enjoy anyway. There's the rub, kids. Well, you want to enjoy society, right? Well, you better get the shot or you're not going to be able to.
I get shit.
I don't like your society.
Yeah, your society sucks.
Kiss me, hillbilly ass. Okie dokie? Cool. A source at ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, has come forward in information that the Biden regime has set loose into the United States more than 16,000 illegal immigrants who all tested positive for COVID. But remember, to come in the country, you don't have to get the shot. Unless you're a citizen. If you're an illegal, you don't have to get the shot, but it, you know.
It's not funny.
It's not. It's the end of the world. So
I shouldn't be laughing. But
there's I'm at the point of laughing. I mean, hell, I want the comet to hit. So I mean, you know, that's where I'm at from it.
Apophis, baby.
Come on.
Let's do this.
Please, giant fireball in the sky.
God, Yahweh, fucking whatever. Come on, let's do this.
Mari Povich, whoever you are, come on. People in Austria who choose to not get the shot face being locked down at home if the number of hospitalizations in the nations continue to climb. Austrian Chancellor Schallenberg announced on Friday that if the number of COVID patients in ICU reaches 600, people that do not have the shot will only be allowed to leave their homes for specific reasons. Fascism in Austria.
No.
I'm sure I've read about that in a book somewhere. A bunch of history books.
It's okay.
I hear Arnold laughing in the background. We told you we'd get to a What the Fuck Canada story, and here it is. An Ottawa mom has been legally banned from telling her 14-year-old son not to get the shots and prohibited by a court order from showing him online information that calls into question the safety and effectiveness of the shots. In her family court decision released on October 18th, Ontario Superior Court Justice Jennifer McKinnon granted the boy's father sole parental decision-making authority regarding the shot. The judge said the boy was entitled to have the shot and sided with the father's lawyer, who presented the court with supporting information from reputable organizations and doctors who recommend getting the shot. The parents share custody of the boy and decision-making. The boy's father petitioned the court for sole decision authority-making when it comes to this issue. The mother opposed the motion. Her lawyer wrote a supporting letter saying that the boy should not be vaccinated because he has asthma. The vaccine is experimental, and there is no evidence of benefits to children. So the parents split custody, but share decision-making. Except in this, where a judge has come in and said, nope, you don't share it, this is the choice he gets to have. Told you they're going to come for your kids.
Fucking stupid.
Yep. A judge has a house.
I think I read a report, and I don't know where. maybe it was out of England, 30% of children vaccinated have a higher risk of dying from COVID.
Yeah.
That's that number. That's unacceptable.
Plus all the heart issues.
Yeah.
And blood clotting issues. And yeah. We've talked about them issues for months now. Yeah. Oh, boy. Washington State University's head football coach, Nick Rolovich, has been fired for refusing to get the shots. According to a statement released from the university, Rolovich had previously applied for a religious exemption for the shot mandate that required state employees to be vaccinated by the 18th. The mandate requires most state employees, healthcare workers, and school employees to be vaccinated. This includes all working for state colleges and universities. Four assistant coaches as well were fired for not complying with the mandate. Current defensive coordinator Jack Dickert will be the new acting head coach. So now you're losing football coaches, all state employees are, this is Washington State, so this is another, I think Washington State, Oregon, New York, Illinois, a lot of these states, you're letting one major city dictate your entire state, and that's a problem.
They're hemorrhaging people.
Yeah. Yeah. So, OSHA has announced that it is suspending reporting requirements that normally would cause employers to report adverse reactions to the COVID shots. DOL and OSHA, as well as other federal agencies, are working diligently to encourage everybody to get the shot. OSHA does not wish to have any appearance of discouraging workers from receiving the shot and also does not wish to disincentivize employers' vaccination efforts. As a result, OSHA will not enforce 29 CFR 1904's recording requirements to require any employers to record worker side effects from the shots at least through May of next year, where they said, we will reevaluate the agency's position at that time to determine the best course of action moving forward. May of next year?
So they're not going to report it until next year?
No, they're saying we're not even going to, you don't have to report any side effects of the shots, period. We'll look if you have to do it next year.
They're really pushing that fucking clot shot, aren't they?
Yep. Yep. Speaking of the shot, Swedish health officials have now decided a moratorium on the Moderna shot to anyone under 31 will be extended indefinitely. The pause on the Moderna shot had been scheduled to end on December 1st. Finland, Iceland, Denmark have also taken similar steps. Norway is encouraging men 30 and under not to get the Moderna shot, but this is not mandated yet. Nordic countries have figured it out.
That's fucked up.
You remember old Anthony Frotti there? When he told Rand Paul when he testified before Congress under oath that the NIH did not fund gain-of-function at Wuhan?
Lies, all lies.
Well, lying to Congress under oath is a criminal offense called perjury, which can be jail time and should be jail time. Well, the NIH... basically, the smoking gun letter from the NIH came out this week, and it confirmed EcoHealth Alliance, that's Peter Daszak's company, conducted gain-of-function research at Wuhan in China with funding from Anthony Fauci and the NIH. EcoHealth Alliance was testing the spike proteins from naturally occurring bat coronaviruses circulating in China were capable of binding to the human ACE2 receptor in models. The NIH letter also determined that EcoHealth violated terms of their service grant from the NIH. Remember, the grant money was approved by Fauci after DARPA turned it down because it's a goddamn bioweapon. And DARPA didn't want to be on the hook for funding a bioweapon. So Fauci said, fuck it, I'll fund it myself through the National Institute of Health with your tax money. Well, here's the letter that says, yes, all of it's true. Fauci lied to Congress under oath.
I really don't want to pay taxes this year.
Nope.
I mean, I'm to that point.
Well, taxation is theft, but
yeah. Honest, well, besides all that bullshit, they invented a fucking bioweapon.
Yeah.
It's absolutely what happened. They made a bioweapon.
Bought by the United States, bought by Fauci, through EcoHealth, Peter Daszak, made in China.
Yeah. Like I said, just how like long all your
Mattel toys, yeah. Yeah. We were saying it for shit, a year that Fauci funded it. And Rand Paul's done come out and said, wonder if perjury charges will be filed. They won't, obviously.
Well, maybe he needs to fucking file it then.
He can't. All he can do is give what I, because I looked this up. Now, you know, where does it go from here? Members of Congress would have to file with the Department of Justice. Department of Justice would have to be the ones that actually filed the charges after an investigation. We know that's not going to happen. So, yeah. At least it won't happen if and when another administration gets in. But if you're like me, you don't think we're going to have more elections. So, because I'm looking for something bad to happen between now and then. Be like, oh, election's paused. Sorry, Kamala's in charge.
Indefinitely until we figure out this whole virus thing.
Ice cream machine fell on Joe.
Yeah.
Soft serve, baby. Yeah. Last thing for the week. Vince, apparently we are now added under the list of militia violent extremists, according to Homeland Security. You and me.
Oh, shit.
And anybody. This is where you are on here. If you use platforms like MeWe, Parler, Zello, Telegram, Signal, Threema, DuckDuckGo web browser, and Brave web browser, to avoid government surveillance, you are now considered militia violent extremists.
Well, that's us. Fuck.
Hey, if you're going to start calling me that, I guess I better start acting like it. There you go. Because if you're going to call a lot of people that don't want their shit tracked, imagine that. We, you know, privacy is a major thing. So maybe we don't use Google. Maybe we use DuckDuckGo or Brave, or we don't like Facebook Messenger, so we use other messaging systems, or we don't use Twitter, so we use Parler to avoid your government surveillance 1984 bullshit.
Well, I don't agree with the politics of it.
Right.
I don't want their politics shoved down my throat, so I don't want to use that platform.
Right.
I mean, they let pedophiles and fucking commies use it all the time.
Yeah. So we don't want to be a part of your society, so we do it our own way. So now we're militia violent extremists.
Duh.
Yeah. Took you this long to figure it out, but okay.
Jeez.
But like I said, if that's what you're going to start calling us, then I guess it's time to start acting like
Where's my Hilux at? I get one of those, right?
Should. I want one. I mean, shit, if the Afghans can have them.
Does it come with the gun-mounted fucking turret on top?
Now, see, I don't know. I don't know if it comes with it or if that's DLC. So
I want my Hilux.
You might have to open the prize box to get the Hilux. So,
damn it!
I did see the report that some of the weapons that we left the Afghans are now hitting the gun stores in Afghanistan.
No shit, are going to China?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so apparently we're all militia violent extremists, so.
Duh.
Yawn. Okay, I'll start acting like it now.
Well, fuck him. No, I've known about that for a long time now. Come on.
Yeah, we've been on multiple lists for at least 3 years now that we know of. Yeah, so. That was that weird email I got from Virginia a few years back. I said, hey, people are listening. I'm like, good, more downloads. So
yeah, no shit.
I don't care anymore. All right, Vince, you got any final thoughts?
Yeah, keep your stick on the ice. If the women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
If you can't take the high road, take the high ground. Ask yourself, what would Henry Bowman do? And do look up Henry Bowman in the book he is from, by the way. Just as a primer as to what's going to happen.
Just do it.
Yeah. And hopefully, next week's Halloween, we might talk to you. We might not. Who knows? Big fireball might hit. Might not.
Maybe. I want to get candy first.
All right, fine. After the candy.
Okay.
Sorry. All right. Talk to you everybody next week.
Bye.
Bye.